Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is James, Sissy and Ash with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the University of Queensland is leading a collaborative project to help organisations in Australia's beef, dairy and feed sectors improve their trade strategies with China. A UQ team will work with USQ and the Chinese Academy of Agricultural Sciences to conduct seminars for Australian and Chinese organisations, as reportedly COVID-19 and geopolitical tensions impacted the strong link between the two countries. UQ's team leader, Associate Professor Scott Waldron, stated that the seminars will help equip Australia's agricultural sector to understand the opportunities and risks of trading with China, which is Australia's biggest meat and wool export market. Frontline policing will see a huge boost in numbers after the Miles government's community safety plan. The Queensland government is set to uplift the Queensland Police Service by 900 police personnel. This includes 500 sworn officers and 400 unsworn officers, and will be the government's record investment in delivering more than 3,000 extra personnel to the Queensland Police.
In national news, a group of Chinese refugees arriving by boat in the northern tip of Western Australia walked into the Truscott Air Base completely undetected earlier this month. The waters are under heavy surveillance due to illegal foreign fishing operations and Operation Sovereign Borders, yet the group arrived in the base without being spotted prior. The men were taken to Nauru Detention Centre and said they had no malicious intent behind the trespass.
Independent Senators David Pocock and Jackie Lambie have said that the federal government could improve housing affordability and save up to $60 billion from the budget at once. The pair are pushing for the government to overhaul tax concessions offered to property investors through capital gains discounts and negative gearing. Senator Pocock says that the $20 to $60 billion saved could be put towards increasing Australia's housing supply. In international news, ABC journalist Avani Diaz has been notified that a routine visa extension she applied for would be denied due to her recent reporting on Sikh separatists. The Indian government has been more strict on the reporting of the accusations that it was involved in the killing of Canadian Sikh separatist Hardeep Singh Nijjar last year. India's general election will proceed until June, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi seeking a third term in office. For your weather today, Brisbane is cool. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7.5, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.